Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Ah. Aloha, Mr. Han.
Plenty of Christmas Day football here on KFH, starting at 11:30, Cowboys Commanders tomorrow. And then you'll get the triple header all the way through, including the Chiefs, who'll play nationally there on Westwood One, on right here on KFH, and then, of course, Chiefs Radio Network will have the game as well over on KNSS. Busy, busy football day here over the airwaves. We come back in for another hour of Sports Daily. We're going to make some football picks. We'll get into the games. There's Thursday games, Saturday games, Sunday games this week. We'll have that for you. We're also going to have Sri Islata in later in this hour to talk KU. Believe it's a holiday week, so we expect Sri to be there. We got to get the latest on Darren Peterson, what his take on Bill Self's comments the other day was. It's all brought to you What's on Tap, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Everyone's in town. Make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. More than 15 different beers, Christmas cocktail list, pizzas everyone will love. Make Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season. Great. I say this, said this around Thanksgiving. Great time of year to go have a beer. Everybody's in town. It's weird living somewhere that's not in town. When I did live back home, like, those nights were epic. Those were great nights out and about. I don't have a lot of out and about nights in general anymore, but yeah, I'm not seeing a lot of classmates out and around. But it is a fun time to do it. Go do it at Wichita Brewing Company. Man, we're almost there. It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
We're almost there. Got the exciting time. All the kids around losing their minds right now. No sleep. Can't wait. Can't tell you how many times my kids told me yesterday they wished yesterday was Christmas Eve. That's awesome. That's awesome. We appreciate everybody being here with us here for Christmas Eve. It's a great time of this. Christmas your favorite holiday?
I don't know. Because I'm a big Christmas honk, and you know that. I start listening to Christmas music on Halloween. I think I started the day before Halloween this year. Put the tree up before Halloween, I believe. Like, I'm that kind of guy. Like, you know, the Griswold type of thing. Christmas lights went up immediately after Halloween. We have a 6-foot nutcracker in front of our house. But Thanksgiving's my favorite holiday. It just happens to come during Christmas time. And I think that may be why I like it so much, but it's just like the toned down version of Christmas that you just get to see everybody anyways. But man, like, Christmas is, it's a good time.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite because I actually do get to see my family for it. My extended family, right? My family now with my kids and stuff. We get to do that and we get to go Thanksgiving. I don't really get to do anything. I just work all the ways on Thanksgiving. Yeah. And our HTO stores are very busy and kind of, you know, suck the life out of it because you're so busy then. So Thanksgiving shifted. I typically do love Thanksgiving, though. I've gotten now, though. I got to tell you, the Monday summer holidays are pretty awesome because they can turn into quick road trips.
Memorial Day is what you're saying?
The summer Monday holidays. You know, you get into Labor Day, and that's like fantasy football draft day for a lot of people, which is one of my favorite hobbies. So I like them all. Yeah, I think Christmas is the best because it's the best family.
I've started inside baseball for more people here is in the newsroom. Everybody has to work some kind of holiday. We work holidays. And so you prioritize which ones you want off and everything like that. And I have definitely switched my vibe on those. It's just like, I need off Memorial Day. Like I cannot work on Memorial Day. I have to have that one off.
Yeah. And like maybe, you know, July 4th is on a Tuesday and it's like, that's fine. I'll work. No big deal. But Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas Eve today. We're getting ready to make some picks. We can do that in just a little bit. It's the college basketball downtime. The last one we'll have until the season is finished. I don't like this week in the college basketball calendar. I'll be perfectly honest. You get to Thanksgiving week and you play all these games, right? It's great. Selfishly too. I'm glad the players have a minute to go see their families and do all that stuff. But it's like, what are we doing here? Why don't we have any college basketball games? We're supposed to make do with bowl games. Have you watched 1 second of one bowl game yet?
The only thing that I have seen regarding a bowl game is the video that you guys sent me of that Utah State kicker just smoking a field goal miss.
Into like a construction site.
Yeah. I have not turned on a bowl game yet.
I have not caught any of Toledo, Louisville, Western Kentucky, Southern Miss, UNLV, Ohio. It looks like
if I had to take a stab, the only bowl game that I will actually make plans to sit down and watch is probably the Pop-Tarts Bowl, just because I love the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Who's in the Pop-Tarts Bowl this year? I don't even know.
BYU, Georgia Tech.
Yeah. Look, I'll watch the playoff games. I can't even tell you outside of like when K-State or KU's been in one. I can't even tell you the last time I've watched a bowl game. I don't get them. I just don't get the appeal. I get the appeal if you're a fan and you want to take a trip, but like to watch them, I don't even want to bet them. I love betting. I don't even want to bet the bowl games. Like what? Like I don't know anything about. I don't know anything about Toledo or Louisville.
I'm with you.
Western Kentucky.
I mean, the only people that really care about the bowl games are the fans of that team. And for those fans, it's the biggest game of the month.
Betters like them. People like to bet them. But man, I just like these days where you don't even know like who's playing. It'd be like betting the preseason.
The take that I said that I don't know who said this, some national guy said that they should make bowl games. If you want to fix the problem is that if you make a bowl game, you play it in week zero the next year. And that's the only games that are on week zero. And if you didn't get one, then you only play 12 games. If you get a bowl game, you play 13 games because you're going to anyways with the bowl game. Yeah. And then week zero, you'll get a Big 12 versus ACC matchup and you'll learn quickly. And that way, by the end of the year, you'll have a resume of cross-conference play from these bowl games that you'll play. Pop-Tarts Bowl in August 23rd in Orlando, Florida. That'd be so fun. That's the way you fix it.
It's a silly experiment. Just if you want to fix it, put a jackpot on the line and just continue to make
Let me keep entertaining this idea. Could you imagine after being hunger starved for football for months and then you get into that weekend and you make a holiday out of it? Like you play like 29 games in a 3-day span, like 8 a.m. to midnight every day all across the country.
But what do those games count to your record the next season? Because those teams didn't have anything to do with reaching the bowl game.
Yeah, now they do.
Yeah, that's not gonna
it's a good thing. You want to get a bowl game so you can get the extra data point.
I don't need any of this. I don't need any of it. Yeah, I don't need it.
This is the best possible outcome.
Just make them playoff games. Make them playoff games. Jason wishes both of us, Max, everyone at KFH, an amazing Christmas, says we're a bright spot in his day. and hopes we'll have an amazing time with family and friends. Thanks for the comment, Jason, there via YouTube, Jason Carey.
You didn't have to include Max in that, but it's all right.
Max the Chiefs hater, you know, hasn't run everybody out. So funny, we were talking about the Chiefs, and Max, like, if I could count on anything in this world, it's that if we're talking about the Chiefs and next year, he's going to bring up that they're over the cap.
Do you think that Max, whenever we start talking, just starts playing Tetris on his phone or something? Like, he doesn't listen to what we're saying.
Yeah. Well, no, he's just a Chiefs hater, Max.
Max is like a dog that has, you know, the classical conditioning, Pavlov's dog. He'll just hear the word like Mahomes or salary cap and he'll start barking.
And you're like Schrodinger's cat.
I don't know Schrodinger's cat.
Fill us in, Max. It depends on psychology.
Schrodinger's cat was placed in a box with poison that could open at any time. And until you opened the box, you didn't know if the cat was alive or dead.
Oh.
Don't you watch Big Bang Theory?
Big Bang, yeah.
I learned that from Big Bang Theory.
If I got you a Chiefs Hawaiian shirt, Max, would you wear it on Wednesdays?
No. God, no.
No. God.
You're sick. I love it. They're nearly $63 million over the cap, and you're saying they're going to sign people.
They're not going to be next year, Max. They're going to readjust. They're losing like $40 million of that, and then they're going to trade away the rest
or cut it. There's guys that are cut candidates too.
That's dead money that counts against the cap then.
But not it at its full level, not to the 63. There's dead cap money, but they'll get under the cap. They can also restructure Mahomes, who's never restructured. They can restructure Jones, who's never restructured. They won't be $63 million over the cap when push comes to shove next year, because they'll have to make adjustments. But the adjustments will be challenging, and they'll make them worse. I think if we're talking about, you know, philosophers and their pets, I need to know why and how every Patriots fan has become so wired to hate the Chiefs so much. I don't know.
I can tell you that answer. They purposely took out Brady after the undefeated regular season. They purposely took him out by the knees.
Oh, were they playing the Chiefs when Brady got hurt?
Yes. Purposely took him out by the knee.
I don't think that's why. I think it's like jealousy, but I could be wrong about that.
I'm telling you right now. I know.
I'll ask. I think it's because you felt threatened at your dynasty, please, which is a little silly because they have nowhere near.
When somebody wins a Stanley Cup, they don't start saying we're better than Montreal. Let's not be foolish. I didn't see the Red Sox say we're better than the Yankees dynasty.
They're just on pace.
Okay.
We're going to make some picks.
I'll take that bet right now.
We're going to make some picks here in just a minute. Max will have that fun music for us. TJ's got the results. Do you have those with you on the road, TJ?
I do. Oh, do I? I've got a spreadsheet for that, Jacob. You know I'm a notorious spreadsheet guy, apparently.
Yeah, spreadsheet guy. Nerd
alert.
We'll come back. We'll make some picks. We'll see where everything stands. It'll be all NFL this time. I think we have everybody, I think. So we'll do that next when we return. Merry Christmas Eve, everybody. It's Sports Daily.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Right, welcome back in, everybody. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to the full cast here. I would have bet my life that Paul Savage would be here celebrating Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday with us on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact,
Godfather of Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday.
That's right. And I'm telling you right now, the other co-hosts of this show, they're so young they don't understand that this is a lifestyle choice. We're born to wear Hawaiian shirts. You know, we don't have a choice. It's a choice for us. It's in our DNA. These guys don't understand it, Jacob.
Listen, you can either choose to have fun in life or you can, you know, be boring, be bold.
Yeah, be a boring. That's what I always there do. You go.
We've got some picks to make here. I believe everybody's here. So TJ, how did we look last week? I think we lost TJ's audio there for just a second. We'll let TJ reconnect.
We'll get it back.
We've got everybody here. Paul's here. Tommy's here. Brandon's here. I can tell you that I went 3-3. Brandon went 3-3. Savage went 3-3. That was as good as we got last week. Mm-hmm. So then we had Tommy and TJ at 2-4. This thing continues to be tight. It is a tight race here. Let's see. We've got TJ in the overall lead, one game over 500, followed by Brandon, a game back. I'm two games back. Tommy and Paul are only like four or five games back. We're all right there in this thing. ready to make a last minute run in all of this. Max, hit the music. Let's make some football picks.
Hey, sports bettors, ready for some picks destined to fail? It's time to hear what the Sports Daily staff thinks of the weekend games.
All right, we are back in. Myself, Brandon, Paul, all 3-3. Brandon, you've got the overall lead, so you can take priority with first pick. And because of the order of games and when they're played, one of the Thursday games we're going to pick, and it's the Chiefs, 13-point home underdogs.
Wow.
To those frauds, the Denver Broncos. Thanks for the Jaguars Island last week, boys. Brandon, Oladukun. 13 points. Can the Chiefs deliver the lump of coal here?
I thought it was Oladokun.
It's Oladokun, as the Quinn said.
No, that's what Scott Hansen said, which is what confused me, to be fair.
Oladokun, don't matter. Broncos by at least 13.
13 points. We're laying 13. Oh, my God. All right, so that makes me next here. This is so crazy. It feels like the Chiefs should lose by a million points, I think, doesn't it? It feels like they should just get annihilated in this game. I'm trying to, come up with a way that they can keep it within 13. And only, for entertainment purposes and to keep the trend going that will never die, which is, pretending the Broncos are frauds here. I got to take 13 points with the Chiefs at home on Christmas. I mean, I have to do it. There's an island opportunity here. I'm feeling it. Give the ball to Kareem Hunt 46 times and let's go. Give me the 13 points and give me the Chiefs. That takes us to Paul. You're up next.
You know something? I thought I was going to get it. Listen, do I think the Chiefs are going to win? I don't think they have a prayer of winning. And by the way, is there a single player on that football field on that team that is looking forward to getting in their car, driving to the stadium, and playing this game? My answer to that question is they're in the coach, they're in the player, they're in the trainer, they're in the equipment manager, they're in the front room guy, they're in the guy that sells ads in the program that wants to come to the ballpark that day. I'm saying that Denver's going to win this. The question is 13. I'm going to go ahead because I believe TJ is going to take – I believe he's going to take the Broncos. So I'm a little in advance. I'm going to go ahead and take. I'm going to take the Chiefs.
There we go.
That was like a last split second.
There we go.
We couldn't tell, Paul.
Yeah.
We're making fun of TJ and his spreadsheets. Jason's apparently a spreadsheet. I just quick search, TJ. You can get a spreadsheet Hawaiian shirt. They exist.
throw that out in the universe. Oh, that's funny.
You've become the biggest Chiefs hater on planet Earth, I think, of this current version of the Chiefs. I know you're not taking the 13 points.
Have you watched them play football? Have you watched the players that they have out on the field right now? I know the spread is 13 points. I might be a little surprised if the Chiefs even have 13 first downs, maybe 13 yards in the game. I'm not sure. I mean, the offensive output from Kansas City against the Titans was miserable, and I have no reason to think it's going to get any better tomorrow night. Rashee Rice is probably out again. For some reason, they're going to rely on, I know you mentioned Kareem Hunt, but they're going to rely on Juju Smith-Schuster. That's just kind of what they're going to do. I'm going to take the Broncos. I think they'll win by 3 touchdowns in Arrowhead tomorrow night.
Listen, you know what they say. If you can keep it within 17 of the Titans, you can keep it within 13 of the Broncos.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say. Okay. Everybody knows it. It's common knowledge. All right, Texans, Chargers.
Hey, you went.
That's right. You disappeared on us there for a minute.
That's right. You know what I'm picking? I got my Christmas present ready for tomorrow. Chris Oladukun waiting for me under the Christmas tree inside Arrowhead Stadium. I'm taking the points. Chiefs, this is the most comical game that they're going to find a way to just keep close and drive everybody nuts and just piss off every Broncos fan across the country.
Let's go. Let's make it at least worth watching, please. We're all going to be watching and at least make it worth watching.
We're going to be watching the first half.
Texans and Chargers. I believe I'm first here. This is This is awesome. This is an awesome game on Saturday. The Chargers are 2.5-point home favorites. Their offensive line is annihilated. I don't know how they've looked as good as they've looked. The Texans' defense is outstanding. Like, this feels to me like a really bad spot for the Chargers. So I'm going to take the Texans and I'm going to take the points because I feel like Justin Herbert is going to get just creamed in this game. So, but the Chargers are made. The Chargers might be the hottest team in football with some of the wins they've had lately. I'm going to take the Texans reluctantly and take the 2.5 points, but I cannot wait to watch this game. Paul?
Something tells me that if we were betting over under, I would take the under, and I think most of you guys would take the under as well. I mean, depending on what they set it at, obviously, but that sure would seem to make sense to me. But you know something? The Chargers somehow do it. They make it. They make do whatever they got to do to take a win out of the jaws of defeat. I'm going to go ahead and take the Chargers. Am I confident on that pick, fellas? No, I'm not confident, but I'm going to go ahead and take the Chargers anyway.
Tommy?
I think this one's relatively easy for me. I like the Texans defense a lot, and I know the Chargers offensive line is so bad. But man, Justin Herbert and what they've been able to do offensively with the Chargers has just been outstanding lately. The Chargers have a lot on the line. I know the Texans obviously do too, but the Chargers can still win the division. And so because of that, I'm going to take the Chargers. I'll lay those 2.5.
TJ.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jacob. I think that this is a big kind of a smash spot for the Texans. I think that the Chargers offensive line against the two best pass rushers in football, we saw what it looked like against the Chiefs with the depleted offensive line. I think it might be a little bit of the same.
Brandon, by the way, is that where we count this as a Hawaiian?
I was waiting for you to mention it. It's a little bit of a floral pattern.
Are there florals there? It's black and blue, so it's a little hard for me to...
Let's pull it up.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, you know what? Yes, that does count. Brandon, we appreciate the effort.
Well, Brandon, bless your heart.
Not being able to tell on that a little bit ago. Thanks for, you know, being festive and not being a total Scrooge here.
Unintentional effort, I'll give you that. I've noticed it after I put it on. So.
Yo, you did that on purpose. I don't believe you for 1 second. What do you think in this game?
Woody Marks, give me back for the Texans. I really like them in this spot. I think they have a chance to clear that number pretty easily. I like Houston.
Can you tell me if Woody Marks is actually going to stay in the game and not be a sissy and leave? Every time I play him in fantasy football, he leaves the game early. No offense, Woody Marks.
No.
I hope so. I don't know if I'm going to play him, though. I don't know if I trust him. All right, let's go to the Ravens and the Packers. The Packers are 2.5-point home favorites. Do we know, is Jordan Love for sure okay? Like, are we good with Jordan Love this week? I think he's trending toward it. But
is Lamar Jackson okay? Will he play?
No. Lamar Jackson is not okay. Like, there's nothing okay about Lamar Jackson.
Hasn't been
anything. Paul, you're up first on this one. What do you think?
I'm up first. Boy, that's a lot of responsibility. I like the Packers. Do I have any confidence in the Ravens? Part of this is mostly based on the fact that I'm not sure who these Ravens are without Lamar Jackson. It's not the same football team. Really, it's obvious to that. I'm going to go ahead and take the Packers, and I'm fairly confident about it.
I mean, something's wrong with Lamar, Tom. He's clearly hurt. He's trying to play through it. He's not Lamar. He's some other player that we've never seen this guy before.
Way to phrase it.
But he's getting out there. Credit to him for trying to do it. He's clearly playing through injury.
Yeah.
Your Packers without Micah Parsons, they going to be good enough at home here?
Well, I mean, I think the question becomes, is it going to be Malik Willis or is it going to be Jordan Love for the Packers? That, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I mean, Lamar Jackson tried to grit it out. I think he had one play, one snap after the back injury on Sunday night, and then he was done for the rest of the game. So we could be watching potentially a Malik Willis and Snoop Huntley matchup between these two teams. I know Micah Parsons is not there for Green Bay, but I like them top to bottom better. I'm going to take Green Bay at home. I'll lay the 2.5. I think they can win by a field goal.
I don't think we're totally confident that Josh Jacobs will be there yet either, TJ. This is a tough one to pick, my opinion.
I don't know how Snoop Huntley is going to play quarterback for the Ravens. He's currently in progressive ads being backup dad for the Birds and the Bees talks in that commercial. I'm taking the Packers in this one, mostly because my father-in-law is sitting in the room next to me, probably wearing a Packers sweatshirt, and I'm hoping to have a Merry Christmas. I'm picking the Packers.
Well, you tell him to get a Packers Hawaiian and go full dad mode on it. This takes us to Brandon.
Yeah, these quarterback situations are terrible. We might get Josh Johnson, the third-string quarterback for the Commanders. We might get – I just had to look it up. Clayton Tune is the third-stringer for – because Malik Willis has the shoulder. I'm just going to pick the Packers reluctantly because I don't have any reason to root for the Vikings anymore. So just give me as many NFC North teams in the playoffs.
I'm just going to pick Derrick Henry, guys. Like, I don't – I'll take the points and I'll take Derrick Henry. I don't know who's going to play. I don't know if Josh Jacobs is going to play either, so – just give me Derrick Henry in a weird game. Too many injuries to try to make this now. So I'll take the points and I'll take the best player we know will be on the field, which is Derrick Henry. All right, Seahawks at Panthers. Panthers get the huge win at Tampa. Seattle's still a ton to play for after their insane Thursday night game. This one is pretty fun here. So Panthers are +7.5 at home, Tommy, as you start us off. Where are you with this?
Yeah, I mean, the Panthers have been one of the most fun stories in the NFL this season. You know, they've shown a lot of heart, especially offensively. You know, earlier in the season with Rico Dowdle and what he was able to do, the emergence of Teteroa McMillan has been outstanding as well. Because it's outside of a touchdown, I like the Seahawks, and they may very well win the game on the road, but it's outside of a TD. I think the Panthers can keep it within a touchdown, so I'm going to take the points. I'll take Carolina at home. You know, even if they lose by 7, they're still covering, so I'm going to take them.
This is a tough one, I think, TJ. I think the public, like, instant thought is, oh, Seahawks are way better than the Panthers. But 7.5?
Man, I love the Panthers. I want them to be good so bad just for the craziness of going from one of the worst teams to a playoff team. I think they can keep it within a touchdown. Like, they're not that bad. They're kind of good a little bit. I don't know what adjective you want to use it for, but I'll take the points for the Panthers at home.
Yeah, they're kind of good. They're 8-7.
Yeah.
I mean,
Chiefs aren't.
That's Brandon. The Seahawks though are 12-3. So What are we doing here?
Basically, Sam Darnold is the best quarterback on earth when he doesn't play the Rams or the Lions, and he was pretty damn good against the Rams as well last week. So give me him a big spot on the road. Give me the Seahawks.
The Seahawks have been really good on the road this year. Really, really good on the road this year. I think they can cover. I'm going to take the Seahawks too. The Panthers have been the most Jekyll and Hyde team in the NFL. They are either really, really, really bad, or they can win games against Tampa on the road to be, you know, like I think trying to predict what they're going to be is a fool's errand. So Seattle's been consistent. They've certainly been consistent on the road. I'm going to take Seattle, and I actually will lay the points. Paul?
Everything points to the Panthers. I mean, you got Seattle flying 4 time zones across the country to get there. You got the Panthers getting 7.5 points, not just 7, not just 6.5, 7.5 points. So you're getting more than a touchdown in points. Everything points to the Panthers. This should be the Panthers' weekend for a big win, big upset in everybody's eyes. I'm taking Seattle.
All right, let's go to the Eagles and the Bills. I believe this puts TJ up first this time. Bills, 2-point home favorites. This is, you know, before the season, we would have thought this was, you know, the game of the century. And both of these teams have kind of not lived up to their full expectations, but they're both sitting there. Bills -2. TJ, what do you think?
I've got no idea, but I do like the Bills at home late in the season. I think that as we get into the playoff time, you know, there's got to be one of these AFC teams that are supposed to be good that's going to start being good that was, you know, originally supposed to be good, and the Bills were one of those teams. I think that they'll come into shape a little bit. The Eagles have had some struggles every now and then. I think that the Bills can do it. Is it going to snow? I hope it's going to snow in this game.
I have no idea. It's going to be foggy and hot here, so don't ask me. Brandon?
The Bills still have a lot to play for. I think the Eagles are the only team to even clinch their division so far. So for that factor alone, just give me the Bills.
For the factor that the Eagles suck and I hate them, give me the Bills -2. Paul?
I'm going back to what I was thinking before the season even started, and that was that the Bills have the potential to be in the Super Bowl and actually win a Super Bowl. And because of that, I'm going to go ahead and just take the Eagles. This is a fantasy on my part because I think the Eagles could easily win this game. But I'm going to go with the pass reputation And my past thoughts of just how good I thought the Bills are or would be this season, I'm going with the Bills, and I'm having a flashback to August.
Tommy?
I can't do it. I'm not an Eagles fan. I mean, give me the Bills. I'm going to lay the points at home for Buffalo.
All right, rapid fire for our last one. Bears at 49ers. I'll go first. 49ers minus -3. They're playing way too good. Give me the Niners. Paul?
I'm going to take the 49ers. That's for my daughter and my son, who somehow in this world ended up being 49ers fan. I'm taking the 49ers just to keep peace in the family.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself for letting that happen. Tommy?
This is a great game. I'm so excited for this. Brock Purdy is a baller, and he led me to the championship game in our fantasy football league, Jacob, you and me. So I got to keep riding with him. Give me the Niners. I'm going to lay the points.
Brandon, Caleb Williams is such a turner, such an awesome story, but can they beat the Niners on the road?
I only am picking this for the vibes of we need 49ers Seahawks on Sunday Night Football in the last week for the number one seed and for the division, so give me the Niners. That's the only reason.
That's a good reason, TJ.
Is that a Bears Island? Did I get a Bears Island?
You can. It's yours for the taking.
I don't blame you. I wrote
Bears before we started picking. You said the 49ers are playing way too good. How about the Bears?
How about the Bears?
Everybody.
That's right.
Three hot dogs in Chicago.
That's the best pick of the week right there for TJ.
It's been a cool story. I love the Caleb Williams story. I love that. And he's not even a year ago he might throw the bird to the general public to say, look what I can do. Now he's just like Mr. Professional. It's been pretty cool turnaround to see him be as good as he is. That's it. Merry Christmas, fellas. We'll be back on, it'll be New Year's Eve, next week. And we'll have college football playoff games to pick. We'll maybe have enough NFL games that have something on the line to get it done as well. If you're traveling for the holiday, travel safe, and we'll see you before the new year ends.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily here on KFH. We're glad to be with you on this Christmas Eve. It is, what a fun day it is here. We've got all kinds of good stuff coming for you, including a visit from Shreyas Lada. Shreyas, Merry Christmas Eve. Glad you're here with us here on the holiday, and I hope it's a great holiday for you. KU fans, maybe a little coal they feel like got left in their stocking in the post game commentary there from Bill Self after the Davidson win.
Yeah. Merry Christmas Eve, guys. And it's been an interesting 24 plus ish hours. The discourse has gone insane on Twitter. I've just tried to log off and not think too hard about it since everything that's happened. It was an interesting press conference, and the minute Bill Self said what he said, I knew, okay, this is about to blow up in a way that I think a lot of fans are gonna be frustrated and mad. And honestly, I think he just said the quiet part out loud. You know, like it made sense to me, everything I'd speculated, everything I'd heard. Let's see if he comes back for UCF.
Yeah, I think the quiet part out loud is the best way to put it. It's interesting of the fact of like the conspiracies that everybody have been talking about of all this stuff and the way that it's been handled. We've said on the show a lot, Bill Self is a pro at press conferences, and he doesn't say anything that isn't calculated. He never slips up on anything that he says. Like, this is something that he was probably been dealing with, and he's finally just like, I don't care. Like, I'm just going to tell people. Like, that's what my thought on this is. Was this going on the entire time, you think? Or is this a new development?
Well, I think he's a little fed up with the situation. I also think this was a warning shot. To me, this was as big as of a I'm blaming his camp without blaming his camp directly in my mind. You look at what he said, and he was like, they're just like, you know, because the very next question from Henry, and I was like, that was my next question.
Yeah, was everybody's next question.
Is it reference to his family and his camp? And Bill's like, yeah, absolutely. And then to rein it back in a little bit, he was like, but I agree with them that he should be 100%. So I've never seen Bill blatantly, at least on a beat that I've been, it's been 3 years now covering Kansas basketball, come out and like blatantly just kind of throw a family under the bus. I mean, even the Kevin McCullough situation, I think he handled a little better than this messaging wise. Yeah. And I think I get the frustration from Bill, right? Like, he's basically being held against his will by a player that is better than anyone Kansas has had in a long time. And he clearly wants him out there. I think he knows the kid wants to be out there, but it doesn't seem fully in Darren Peterson's, you know, I'm going to make the choice to be out there. It's a choice from his family and everything else. I think the messaging for this entire situation has been bad from the get-go. There are people like my guy, Sam Vecenie, he's my guy, talking about hamstring stuff. And I understand what Sam is saying. What he said on Twitter, I don't know if you guys saw the thread, is very correct, where he talks about a lot of things of, you know, like he clearly didn't look like himself out there. But Bill now repeatedly has come out and said, this is not a hamstring thing. This is a quad thing. And to me, I think all of these things are kind of semi-related. You know, like, I'm not a doctor, but, you know, even after Bill Self said it, after the MSG game, when the cramps and the hamstring thing, at that point, before the cramps had shown up again, I asked if it was related, and he said, yes, I think so. To me, if this is just a straight cramp thing, I think it is completely different than if it is related to the hamstring thing. But I think this is a hamstring thing and a cramp thing kind of related. Bill Self says it's just a cramp thing. And of course, KU fans are going to be frustrated, because if you would tell them this cramp thing is related to the hamstring thing, I think there'd be a lot more grace for Darren Peterson in his camp.
That's the point for me. Like, it's not like he's not played at all. He has tried, and every time he has had to leave the game because whatever it is flares up. I don't think he's faking it. So, like, that's like it. I get it. I just want him to get healthy. Whether he should be playing 23 minutes against Davidson or not, I don't quite honestly, then I mean this sincerely, I don't care. Right? I care if he can play normally against Houston. Like, it doesn't matter to me if he's playing right now. I know Bill Self is frustrated, and you guys are right. Been covering him for a long time. There, that was intentional, right? Very intentional. The tone, all of it. So, I to me, it's just like, at the end of the day, like, is he hurt? Can he play? If he's hurt, then don't play him in these games. Give him the time off. But if he can play and he's not because they're being scared, that is a different conversation. I just don't know how that's the case when every time we see him play, he comes off with the injury.
To me, this is going to be an issue. Like, if he doesn't figure out this cramping thing this year, is he going to figure it out in the NBA? Maybe.
Nobody's talking about that. That's what I'm losing my mind about.
Like, I just don't know. Like, I mean, like, my thing is, like, if he doesn't figure it out this year, is he going to figure out the NBA? And maybe the medical staff's in the NBA, or they load manage. But are you going to load manage a kid that's like 19 years old?
Exactly.
Like, no disrespect to Darren Peterson, but I think that would affect my perception of where he should be drafted. If you have to load manage him from day one, and you hope that the cramping thing is not something that, you know, persists his entire career. But every draft guy I talk to does not seem to care about anything happening with him in college basketball. I know he's a generational talent, because we can see even when he plays 22 minutes a game, he's going to put 17 or 18 or 19 points. He's that good. But I think there's some level of frustration, because this KU team outside of him is really good. Like, better than they've had since, I think, you know, the team that won the one seed with KJ Adams at the five. That said, I think this team is better than that, because they had a clear defensive rebounding flaw with KJ Adams at the five. This team, the biggest flaw is, well, they don't have their best player, A, but they maybe their shooting is a little bit of a question mark, but it seems to be getting better in recent weeks. So if you say Bill Self says, okay, Darren Peterson is ready for UCF, does that mean he puts him on a minutes restriction? Does that mean he plays at 85% instead of 100%? And more importantly, is this going to be another issue where in two games he's going to have to sit out again because he's dealing with cramps? Because you can't keep on doing this, right, where you have him in the lineup, then you get him out of the lineup, you have him in the lineup, you get him out of the lineup, because you can't build any continuity for this team, and it just becomes a massive distraction for what should be a pretty decent season. Even if tomorrow you say, you know, God forbid, absolute worst case scenario, not me saying this is what's going to happen or whatever, but they say Darren Peterson's being shut down for the year, this team should at least make it to the second round of the NCAA tournament. I don't know anything after that, but with Peterson, the ceiling is so much higher. They just need him out there at some point. And I don't know if they're going to be able to solve this issue in the 10-day span between games.
It's a good team. It's way better than any of us thought they were going to be as well. I think that was the big, like, who are these guys? I don't know anything about 100%. These guys. They're going to be pretty bad outside of Darren Peterson, and they're pretty good outside of Darren Peterson, it turns out. The one thing that I keep bringing up, Trace, I want your thoughts on this, is, like, think about, you know, Michael Porter is the one that I keep bringing up. He was the number one player in the country, and he didn't play a second of meaningful basketball at Mizzou because of his back injury. And that was, well, that was a decade ago at this point. Like, in the new era of college basketball, like, I'm not saying one thing or another, but to, you know, invest as they did into Darren Peterson, if this happens, is that just kind of the risk that you take and you're just SOL? Like, if he doesn't play a conference game, like, you know, what do you do about that? Is there anything you can do about that?
I mean, I don't think there is anything that you can do about that until we get to the point where teams are suing players like Georgia did, you know, when they don't live up to their contract. But at that point, it just becomes such a messy situation. Yeah, we just need contracts. We've needed contracts for a long time.
He's played four games, though, right? He's played in four games.
I mean, that's true. But Kyrie Irving played in like 15 of the 31 games or whatever, or however many, this thing. That doesn't mean – I'm sure Duke fans were not disappointed in the Duke.
I'm not talking about the fans.
You know, but the Duke staff was probably disappointed. I mean, like, this is an agitation from Bill Self. That's the biggest clear shot in the mud that he had.
I agree.
For him to come out there and say his camp, they decided. That was a calculated move because I think he's fed up with this situation. And to me, that makes me question if he's not ready to go for UCF, is he going to be ever ready to go at this point? Like, if you can't get ready in the 10-12 day gap, you still can't solve this issue. Are we gonna just have to say A, he's gonna play 80% and we're gonna have to load manage him? Or B, they're gonna just say, okay, well then, you know, I appreciate your contributions, Darren, in the four games that you played, but I don't think it makes sense for you to be a part of this team anymore. I don't think that's gonna happen. Because optics-wise, it's a horrible
Brandon look. Brings up a good question. If what if other players had cramps? If they're not 100%, should they play? I think all the circumstances are different. Peterson has more on the line than a fourth-year senior, than DeJuan Harris, for instance, if he was in this situation. But at the end of the day, like, I think you'd be perfectly happy to have 80% of Darren Peterson.
Let me ask this question. You brought up Kyrie Irving and you brought up the Kawhi Leonard, or like treating him like Kawhi Leonard. Like, as somebody who he could, as NBA people are telling you, he could not play a game and probably be the number one pick, potentially. And that's insane 100%. To think about in this draft as well. But like, what would stop somebody, and I'm not saying he's doing it, but in the future, hypothetical, if somebody came in and they're like, hey, like, I don't want to use, like, I'll play 50% of the games. I want to rest I'm not going to play back-to-backs. Like, in college basketball, like, do you say okay? Like, what do you do about that?
Well, I mean, in college basketball, you have to realize all these guys are mercenaries, right? Like, you know, if you have a talent like Darren Peterson, AJ Bonza, or Carlos Boozer, you know they're going to use you for you can get out of the program. The program's going to use you for what they can get out of you. And it's a business relationship more than anything. Darren Peterson wanting to represent Kansas is great. Darren Peterson recruiting guys outside of this recruiting class is great. But the reality of the situation is if he, like the whole, like what Brandon says, correct, other players would play through cramps because there's more on the line for them. There's nothing for them to lose. Most guys are not NBA level guys.
They need to play to show people.
Yes. To me, with the Darren Peterson thing, he's the like this is the new age of college athletics where these players have all the power. Their camps, their agents, them, their families, they have all the power in this situation. This is why coaches have retired early. This is why coaches have said, I don't want to coach anymore. This is why coaches have moved on to other places where their NIL was more of a factor, right? This is a thing that I think is having – a lot of older coaches just say, I don't want to deal with this because it's constantly renegotiating. And I'm sure when Bill Self signed Darren Peterson, there was never any thought that this was going to happen a year from now, that he was going to have cramping or hamstring issues and his camp would be going back and forth with them. I can only imagine how heated those conversations have been because I'm sure he's frustrated and he's thinking, Darren should be out there. This team needs him out there. His team expects him out there and he wants to play. But it's his parents or his agent or whoever that are keeping him out. And I'll say this with the Darren Peterson thing. I haven't been able to get anybody on the phone from his camp for multiple weeks now. Like, it's been over a month since I've talked to anybody. They're completely mum.
I mean, when's the last time Peterson talked? It's been over a month.
Last time Pearson talked was after the – I wasn't at this game. It was after the North Carolina game. The last time I talked to him was the Big 12 media day.
Yeah.
Because, so
– I just don't want to, like, let's not jump to conclusions that, like, we don't see this happen. So I think it's too early to say this is going to start happening in college basketball. It's a star-studded class. They're all playing, they're all having fun, and we have seen with our eyes Darren Peterson come up lame. We know he's hurt. Okay, so, like, I just don't want to jump to those conclusions of like, he's just mailing it in. I don't think he is at all. He's tried to play four times, and every time he's come up hurt. All right, that does it. This Darren Peterson story, man, it is a hard one to follow, to be perfectly honest. Like, I think everybody's thoughts and opinions on it are probably appropriate. whichever way you want to take it, like, it's all in. Yeah, it's all fine.
I'm glad that you conveyed that. You know, we're not trying to sit here and speculate of if he's tough enough or anything like that, because that's not the story at all. The question is basically, like, we're journalists. The stories have been kind of weird of things that are going on. The questions just are coming up of, like, when is he going to be okay? Why is he not playing? And that's just the story that keeps changing. That's the question.
Well, and
we
now
keep
Bill Self shot a shot. Like, he took his shot. And
that's why it's a big deal.
See what that does, if anything. It could certainly make things worse. All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. Max, we appreciate you greatly. Merry Christmas. I saw in the camera your Simpsons Christmas sweater. I appreciate that. We will be back Monday to get you ready into the new year. Hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday. Be careful of that fog if you are driving anytime today. And we'll be back here Monday to talk to everybody. For TJ, for Max, for Brandon, for Tommy, for Paul, for Shreyas, thanks, everyone. We'll see you Monday.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.